these discussions are important because as we speak, power is rushing to claim our lexicon of solidarity. And as it's always done in the past, remake of the door to our freedom yet another trap. We need a long, ongoing discussion of how to distinguish false from true solidarity. Solidarity, again, with the ancestors, the earth, and with each other. And these thoughts come in wake of Ferguson and in response to a new propaganda thrust I happened upon, intended to, as always, deflect dissent by telling us, just give us your trust. And in this case, with the argument, because we're all there is. They always like to tell us that and then prevent us from talking about that. This past Friday, I listened to an interview, and this is what I mean by happened across. I listened to an interview with Akil Bashir, who is a gentleman who was made director of an organization called A Better LA, who's written a book called Peace in the Hood, Working with Gang Members to End the Violence. And as I'm hoping to help develop here a deeper understanding of violence, following Alice Miller's guidance, I followed up, I tried to find out more, you know, like the basics, what do you mean by peace? What do you mean by violence? You know, what are these strategies? Which side are you on? So I followed up and found the following policy piece, which I put a link to also on this same page, August 17th, which we'll discuss next week. And I hope you'll have time to check it out critically, because I see it as pretty insidious propaganda. And that's what I'm hoping these shows will help with, you know, so that we can quickly distinguish between what's useful and what isn't, what's worth our time and what isn't. Because they'll throw this stuff at us nonstop. And a good working discriminator might be, did you start it yourself? Because if it's coming to us over the media, we ain't got control of that. So that's automatically got to be suspicious of it, because it is an orchestrated presentation. And so when I see that this man is being presented to us, I wonder why, you know, what's going on? And so I found this policy piece from the Carnegie Council for Ethics in International Affairs. And so automatically you think, okay, well, this is going to have a global dimension. Well, we'll see next week. It's called The Moral Operating System of a Global City. I think that's going to be the extent of its global dimension. Los Angeles by Michael Ignatieff, who I believe is a Canadian politician. We'll get the details. So as you read, please consider again, when you read this piece by Michael Ignatieff, please consider again some of the thoughts from our May 18th show. And I linked again to that audio file. And that particular audio file is called, This May Be the Distinguishing Quality, The Way We Distinguish True from False Among Those Giving Us Their Solutions. Their solutions. We hear that a lot now. We've heard the problems. Now we're going to focus on the solutions. And then you know, your ears perk up. You start listening. And the solution is just the same thing I've heard my whole life. You know, vote, write your congressperson. And yet things get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse because we aren't having authentic conversations. But some additional thoughts come in the wake of the death of Robin Williams after listening to a truly reprehensible commentary on it from a woman who offered her remote diagnosis of him. And this was as a news segment on a progressive station, unsurprisingly these days. And when I turned the dial away, there was the voice of Donny Hathaway, his densely layered tones, that vibrate in such a way that only he knows, drove home the point that we don't know all of what goes on. If Auschwitz showed us anything, it's that we live amongst monstrous lies, all unbeknownst. And Michael Jackson's death also told us that there are criminal, along with Miklos's testimony, that there are criminal doctors paid to say things that betray their oath. It's called the lever of the wage. And by the wage, I just mean greasing the palm whichever way they please. What we're told could be all there is, but I kind of doubt it given the media bombardment. And by the by, I find its use of this label manic depressive truly despicable. It's always used against folks full of life and love, yet grieving on some level to be in a death-worshipping system based on betrayal.